Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch. The only time I've ever been disciplined, really, I've been spanked a shitload of times. I said disciplined, and that's wrong. The only time I've ever been, like, caught off guard by discipline is I was in Walmart.
What you know about rolling down in the deep?
The only time I've been caught off guard with discipline is when I was in Walmart. We were gonna get a pack of water for the hurricane or whatever. My dad was stressed because he had to prepare for the hurricane. No, like the big ass things of water.
Yeah.
And we were getting two or three of those, and I was helping him. And he said something, and I made some kind of joking, sarcastic remark. And he thought I wasn't joking, so he thought I was just being a sarcastic asshole. And he reared back and slapped me in the back of the head as hard as he could. And it jarred me, dude. I was like 17. It jarred the fuck
17,
out of me.
17, we would have fought.
Fought? For me? If your dad hit you?
Dude, I was like 8 inches taller than my dad at 17.
Well, so was I.
You should have mush-faced him. Honestly, I was 17 when I got put through it. I didn't say that's funny you say that. Like, dude, I bowed up to him. We were in the
Oh, yeah,
kitchen,
I've never done that to my
and
dad.
He backed me into the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we're usually I'd, like just, like, you kinda, know, kinda go to parade rest or do push-ups.
Yeah.
I was like,
what's up, dude?
Feeling myself.
I'm a man
feeling
now.
Myself. And the motherfucker said this right here. He goes, like a fucking, he was a D lineman in fucking high school, too.
Wow, form tackle,
dude,
your bitch
he
ass.
Fucking, he goes, yeah! I go, boom!
Flew through the
my
fucking air,
my mom kicked
dude.
Us both out for like 6 hours.
It's hilarious.
My mom finally comes outside, me and him are both on the front porch, just like, we're laughing and joking and shit. Like, everything changed after that day, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because he realized, like, I wasn't putting up with that. Dude, he made my lip bleed, like, probably 6 months before that. Yeah. I used to get backhand.
I got popped in the mouth a lot, but that I would always see that coming because I would kind of ask for it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I would say some stupid shit.
My dad was just a straight asshole.
Yeah, well, my dad doesn't come in the right
not
way.
Not abusive level, because he had zero patience.
Yeah, he kind of found ways to discipline you. Yeah.
He hated my mom. I hate her, too. I get it now. I would have beat me, too. I would have used my ass like a little punching bag.
Damn.
I mean, I did some of my brothers.
You a walking stress ball,
I think my
bitch.
Brothers are so successful.
Successful?
Success. I hope they're successful. Just invented that word.
That's a good word.
I want to be successful
first merch.
By the end of today.
Our first merch. Smoking
dude,
whiskey
this fucking,
is successful.
This anaconda needs to get drained. Listen.
Everything you think about now?
Brian Watson.
What's good, bro?
I got goals.
You got goals, dog?
Yeah.
Me too.
I got needs.
Me too. I want to live in Colorado. So, bro, yesterday we went and saw A Quiet Place 2. It was out in theaters or whatever. We went to a movie theater for the first time in forever. Huh?
You're fucking recording.
I've been recording for...
Oh, okay.
3.5 minutes.
Gotcha.
Changes your persona.
God,
okay,
man. I'm not talking about my snake on the podcast.
Yes, you are.
That sounds fucking terrible.
You're talking about your anaconda. Stop, bitch. I'm going to beat your ass. Don't fucking touch my laptop.
Okay. Whatever, man. Every fucking...
It's okay,
every episode
bro.
Is fucking embarrassing.
And it's always the first 3 minutes that are the best. And why do you think that is? Nah. Because I catch you off guard and you're open. You're open and open and open. And that's why it's the best. Anyways, I went to see A Quiet Place 2, as I was saying. And bro, me, I talked Rennie into like getting fucked up before the movie. Mm-hmm. So we got Tito's and like a thing of cranberry apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled into the movie theater. And for real, where's it? See a Tito's bottle?
Yeah.
We just made two drinks and the rest of that Tito's, it's like halfway empty right now, y'all. And we just made two drinks all the rest of that was before the movie theater with me and Rennie.
What?
We destroy. It's a handle. So we drank pretty much half a bottle of Tito's before the movie.
Oh, Rennie drank too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Me and Rennie fucked that shit up, and we fucking got drunk before the movie. It was great.
Rennie tipsy that many times.
It's hard because she has a high tolerance, yeah. Which is weird because she's good at controlling herself.
Yeah.
And in some things.
Yeah.
And she has a high tolerance, man. She's like me.
She keeps your ass in check.
Yeah, she does. She does because I love her and I care about her. And whenever she's upset about something or mad about something, it bothers me.
That's what I need.
Yeah, somebody that cares.
Somebody to keep in check.
Somebody to keep in check or keep you in check?
No, I can keep myself in check.
Well, I said the same thing.
I want someone to keep in check. I want someone that wild.
Oh, yeah?
I gotta keep them in
check.
You
want somebody?
No, not really. I'm tired. I don't need that in my life.
I want to say, I feel like a calm partner.
Have your shit together.
It's easy. My job's easy when I got ready. I just like keep her calm sometimes. But other than that, she's so fucking mature, dude.
I have no feedback in my headphones.
None?
Zero.
Is it plugged in, you fuck? Or is it just a wire hanging by your legs? God. Oh, my God.
That's your job, man.
It's my job. Your headphones. Is that better now, Chase? You can hear yourself?
Mic check. 1, 2. 1, 2.
Yeah, good? You all good? Okay. But, yeah, we got drunk as fuck before we saw A Quiet Place. And then we left early because, like, it was a good fucking movie, too.
Yeah.
And we left early because we wanted to go to a party. And we were drunk. Or we were buzzed.
Yeah.
We didn't get drunk. It takes a lot for us to get drunk. But I did that. And also, have you ever heard of the game Mafia?
No.
It's a game you can play like in a room with people. It's really it's actually really fucking cool.
Really?
So you sit in like a circle or whatever, and people like close their eyes at night, and then the mafia chooses to kill somebody, and then there's like a vigilante who can take a shot and try and kill mafia.
Nice.
There's a medic who can protect people from dying from the mafia. It's really cool.
So is it like
you pass out cards?
Nobody. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
And
so
it gives
I
your
went
role.
To a murder mystery party one time for a buddy's birthday.
Yeah.
On the west side, and you got these characters that you were supposed to be, and no one knew who you were.
Yeah.
And then we got these like awards at the end of the night, like best character. So what I did was with my ex, I was supposed to be an Elvis Presley impersonator. This is a true story, bro. True story. I was supposed to be an Elvis Presley impersonator for this story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wearing like a I show up to the party anyway with a sport coat and jeans and nice boots, whatever. But it kind of fit the role a little bit.
Mm.
But, and then my buddy had a guitar over in the corner. So I picked that up. And, like, you're kind of just reacting these scenes throughout the party, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what I did, and I was supposed to, what was her name? I forget the character's name, but it was like, it wasn't Lucy Liu because that's an actual person, but it was something close to that, like a Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to propose to her, and she was like a worker at this quote-unquote club that we were supposed to be in. So I bust out the guitar, and I put on, like, I put my phone on the Bluetooth, and I play, I think it was, what the hell was it?
Went All Out.
No, I forget what song it was, but it was an Elvis song, impersonated with the guitar and everything. Like fake proposed to her.
Oh, that's cheating, bro.
I sold it so much that people literally was like, her friends were like, was that for real? Was that for real? And then we won like best character.
That's fucking funny. Oh, that was everybody fun, was just like cheering for you, like, oh my God, he just proposed. And you're like, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, can't do that.
Proposing, dude. It's kind of fucked up, to be honest. Because like, it's bad for both parties. The dude has to be super nervous about asking somebody something so fucking important in public, and then the girl can't say no. They have to say yes every time. You can say no after you say yes, but in the moment you have to say yes. So it's just a fucked up thing.
I'd probably be one of those girls that couldn't say no. I'd feel bad.
Well, nobody can say no. Just say
I've seen it.
Yeah, in that case, you're a fucking cunt. If you publicly humiliate a dude by saying no to a proposal, you're a cunt. You say yes, and then you go to the car or to the house or whatever and be like, look, I think we should wait on this. I think this is a little too fast.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just be like, no, put the ring away, because everybody's like, dang, and everybody's recording, by the way. So it's such a fucked up thing
to do. I automatically assume that everyone's recording everything at all times now.
Yeah, it's usually a good idea.
I don't even walk from the gas pump to the station.
You assume that and you still look that bad?
I don't give a fuck about the way I look.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to let
you'd be concerned all the time catch then. Up. Catch up to
you
what? Catch up to what?
That's the reason why you're smirking right now.
Yeah, you're smirking right now.
I'm great, bro. I look fantastic.
You do. You're not Chase Turbin, but you look great.
Dude, I lost my chain.
I'm on a different
bro.
Level right now. I feel Brian like shit. Watson.
You're on a different level, dude.
No, I am. What are you drinking out of? That looks like one of them fucking things that hold the cobra snake in India.
Oh yeah,
you
know, yeah, yeah.
Just comes
one of them little baskets.
Yeah.
This is a Starbucks cup that my dad got me for my birthday. The bitch is nice. I like it.
What kind of dad buys a Starbucks cup as a birthday present?
Because I don't need anything.
That's some feminine
I never,
shit, bro.
How's it
you
feminine?
Got that straw up, son.
It's
upside down.
No,
too.
It's not. Yeah, Remus this, had, no, no, shut listen. The fuck up. Hold on. Shut the fuck up. This is right because, look, if I take the lid off, I don't have to touch the straw.
Okay.
That's the whole point. That is the whole point. Why would that be down here?
So
what's
the
purpose
doesn't come
for?
Out. Right?
If it didn't come out, the liquid would still come out of the hole. You fuck. If it
liquid's gonna come out the hole regardless.
That's what I'm fucking saying. It
well,
doesn't
I'm
matter.
I'm talking about
this has
you don't
no
lose your
use.
Straw.
That's not the problem.
Oh my
that's
God,
not
man.
The problem.
You know
it's
what?
So you can fill the glass like this.
Agree to disagree, Brian Watson.
I agree that I'm right.
I think it's a multi fucking versatile tool.
It's a reversible straw.
You can do whatever you
it's
want.
It's a reversible
you're
straw,
right.
dude.
You're
it's
right.
the first reversible straw.
You're still drinking
straw.
Fucking out of a sippy cup.
It's a Starbucks cup
grow
that's taller
up,
than
Brian.
Your Yeti cup.
Grow the fuck up.
You just say things, don't you?
Yeah,
that's why you have your fucking
feed off of you.
That's why you have fish. That's why you have fishing glasses on. You don't even fucking fish, dude.
These are no. What?
You're getting your phone's ringing.
Not today, Satan.
Your boyfriend's calling.
Not today, Satan. What the?
Oh,
you don't even know him.
Not tonight. I've made him spit his drink out 3 times. My joke timing is just on point today. And that's because I called off work. And because you're a bad influence, Chase. You made me call off work. You made
I
me call
am.
Off work.
You should all run.
You piece of shit.
I'm a lot of fucking fun, though.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I am a lot of fucking fun.
Me too.
You want me in your life. Listen, all of
well,
you out there, you want me in your life. I'm here,
yeah.
Where am I? Right here.
Humble, Texas.
You could have chose anyone to do a podcast with, but you chose
no,
right.
I did choose you, but I couldn't have chose anyone.
Exactly, because I'm the only fucking clear option.
You're one of the couple, yeah.
Can we stop talking shit and like let's talk something positive?
What you want to talk about, bro? The fact that I'm trying to think of something positive. We can both write music. That's fun.
That's solid.
We're gonna come out with a fucking not compilation. What the fuck is it called? Collaboration soon. We're gonna collab on something.
Let's do it. All I know is we need to pick this fucking energy up.
I'm going to take your fucking music virginity, dude. You're going to be the this is gonna be
cool.
the first. This is going to be the first song that you've ever made.
Somehow I felt violated yet like resurrected at
yeah,
the same
like
time.
Yeah, like it's a good thing, but
resurrected.
Also... Resurrected. Like you're
getting... Resurrected.
Yeah, res-erected.
Res-erected.
Mm-hmm. How many vapes do you have here today?
Why are you always going to talk about my fucking vapes,
dude,
man?
I'm just asking, bro.
Like, why are you always calling me out in front of people?
It's
like,
not calling you out.
I don't know.
Chase, it's not calling
I got
you
two,
out.
Okay? I got two.
Just two today? Okay,
dose.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
This isn't an intervention yet, dude.
I'm about to dump your face in that hot fucking
dump,
sexy wax over
dump
there.
My face?
Dump. Dump your face. You're about to be bobbing for fucking wax in that hot.
That bitch is like a half a centimeter deep. You can't drown me in that if you tried.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'd just be a whole lot of wincing.
Mm-hmm. Compact power. That's my stripper name. All right.
I'm going to stop talking about that kind of stuff. It's
what?
Obvious I haven't got laid in
what,
over
cock?
Like a while.
It's okay.
Why?
I can smell it in the air. You're horny as shit. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm always like that.
You're right. I know where your mom lives.
What's her address?
I don't know, but it's right by that yellow sign on 1960. Yeah, I take a right and bust a left.
The yellow sign. That's true. Fucking. I'm always that horny, dude. I'm always that horny. I'm horny as if I've never, like, I haven't had sex in a long time, but I have sex all the time. So it's fucked up because it fucks my thinking up.
Yeah.
I wish I was like, you know how they say, like, jack off before you make an important decision? because it could change a lot, bro.
It really could.
Yeah.
It really could.
Because you could think about doing some crazy shit, and then you jerk off, and you're like, bro, why would I do that? I'm not doing that shit. You know what I mean? So, like, even if I do jack off, I get that enlightenment for, like, 10 minutes tops, and then I think that bad again because I'm already horny again.
So one of the vapes that I use frequently is Black Hawk brand, I believe.
Black Cock?
Yeah, Black Hawk.
Black Cock. Black Hawk vape.
I always knew, dude.
Dude, they can helicopter their Black Cock, yes.
Fucking, I can't even.
Black Cocks can helicopter, you're right. But go ahead.
Kill my flow all the time.
No, dude, I'm complimenting
you. I hope you stub your toe in the middle of the night and then get food poisoning.
I hope you stub your fucking dick. That's what I hope. I hope you turn the corner.
I hope I stub my dick on your mom's forehead is what I fucking hope. God damn.
I don't know if you can reach it. She's tall. What are you, 5'6"? 5'7"?
5'4".
Damn it. Anyways. See, I wish I was that short, bro. I wouldn't hit my head on shit. I hit my head on so much, dude. It's ridiculous.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sounds like a problem. Sounds like you're having an addiction to hitting your head on things. You're doing it constantly?
Yeah, yeah. Your teeth. Yeah, the back of your throat. I hit my head on all kinds of shit, dude. It's really is a problem. You're right. And it's bad for both of us.
Sound like straight fuckboys on this podcast.
Yeah, I know. Just everybody who's respectable is just unfollowing us right now.
Burn this.
No, bitch. We have 16 minutes of quality content.
So we're going to name this episode Fuckboy Problems.
Yeah. Fuckboy Problem. What are some fuckboy problems? Let's think about
some fuckboy problems. I don't know. These awesome glasses.
Not having enough White Claw. You know what I mean? Having glasses that aren't tinted.
Or mirrored. Like, I want you to see.
Oh, you got it. You
want to
see.
I want you to see yourself looking at fucking perfection. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to be able to see. I want to have a wall break.
Enough backwards hats.
I want to have a wall break in our experience when you first look at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I might bring back scarves. I might bring back turtlenecks.
Dude, you can't pull off scarves, dude.
Dude, I could.
You have to be a hot girl to pull off scarves.
Dude,
that's it.
Have you seen this chest? Like, literally this.
I mean, what's left of it? Yeah.
The scarf will just drape in between the titty muscles.
That's cute.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then.
Then you look like a fit gay dude. You know what I mean? Which is good. That's a good look.
Listen, there's a reason why I'm not gay.
Uh huh.
But there's a reason
why. Not anymore. Yeah.
There's a reason why girls have, or love having gay friends, man.
Yeah, because they look
good.
They
like the way they dress.
It's a lot of grooming,
you
know?
The way they talk.
Right.
They like the way they speak.
That's because all girls are lesbian.
They have emotions.
All girls,
sensitive.
All girls are bi.
You're not.
Every girl's bi.
Why are you so. Why?
What, bitch?
Why are you trying to act so hard, Brian Watson?
I'm not hard.
Why?
Not yet. No. Wait until we give him a couple more drinks.
What?
Once I get a couple
drinks. Listen, I honestly just don't see where you've ever had to do anything hard in your life to try to be this hard.
I'm not acting hard, bro. I'm a sweet baby boy.
You're soft as that left butt cheek.
I'm a sweet, sweet
right
baby
always
boy.
Always gets smacked.
Mm-hmm.
Like that right's got that fucking scar tissue built up, but that left one's just smooth as shit.
Look.
You can call me soft all you want,
but you heard last night.
Bro, you soft as milk sherbet.
You heard what daddy can do. You understand me?
I
don't even have to meet people.
What I hear? Oh.
Hey, just a little bit of that energy.
Hey.
And I get done what needs to be done, okay? I'm helping
Apparently,
you out, Chase.
Being an asshole it gets
no,
you
No,
in.
No, there's a difference. There's a very, very thin line between being an asshole.
Oh, I'm not judging. I'm in awe.
Hey, yeah, I'm good at riding that line. You know, I'm good at riding anything. Period.
You were also talking to a drunk chick.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you felt it. You felt it.
There is that kind of energy. It's hard to master. It took me a very, very long time. I'm not a master of it, but I kind of know how to do it. And also the hardest part is picking out who receives that kind of energy well. Because some people will just be like, "You're a dick," and leave you. You know what I mean?
Dude, all I know is I'm on a different level right now.
You probably are, dude. I know you're happy. I can see you're glowing, bro.
I'm glowing. You're glowing. I'm glowing like a fucking 9 month, like a pregnant chick of 9 months. I swear, solid, just out there.
Just beaming,
just glowing.
I can tan inside because you're in here. That's how much you're glowing.
My dad calls me son because I'm so fucking bright.
That's good. That's real good.
It's definitely not original.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say, it's never been said before.
Yeah, I figured you would hate on it.
Okay, so...
Well, can you imagine if we did a podcast called Love?
I would love all the insults I told you. 3-0 Is it small?
Yeah, it is very small. It's for your big-ass face, it's prominent your this big-ass way, body.
I do have a big head.
You're 6 foot four.
I do have a big head. Of a 5'2"
chick.
A 5'2" girl. Hey, some of them bitches got some big noses, though.
Oh, man.
You ever try kissing somebody and the nose hits you first?
Yeah, like it touches your cheek first? I'll slip my tongue right up.
Yeah, I can I'll reach your lips.
I'm gonna see what you're about. Get some of that seasoning.
Hell no. So 3-0 you're in chess.
Could you imagine if you were making out with a chick and you just flicked your tongue up there and you got up in the nose?
Get a little, yeah. It's like dipping sauce, but nose. Right,
the question is though, would you be less into it or more into it
if you got your nose licked?
If she was into it,
I would absolutely laugh. I would laugh because there's no way you're serious.
I'll tell you what though, if she just like giggled and had a cute laugh, like, but she didn't like dive into it.
The whole cute thing. If you're cute, dude, you can get away with a lot of shit.
Tell you,
you can be a bad bitch, like just hot as shit, and you can get away with some things. But being like cute and innocent looking, you can be a cunt and still kind of get away with it.
Cause if it's up, then it's up.
Yeah, if you're cute, you can get away with a lot of shit. Only serial killers and fucking incels listen
cheers.
To the podcast.
Cheers.
Cheers, bro. Cheers, bro, to you being happy. Hey, I can't wait.
To your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, don't talk about your grandmother like that. Yes, right, bitch.
So, wait. My...
I'm saying my...
Your mom is my grandma?
Yeah, because I'm your fucking dad.
Your mom.
Because you're my son, bitch.
This is all kinds of fucked up.
Hey, bro.
I had to do way too much math there.
Yeah, because I've already fucked you a couple times, and that means I'm fucking my son, and that's not good. That's never a good thing. I don't care. I'll open yard. It's never a good thing.
Oh, good God. God.
Why is your bottom lip bigger than your...
Why?
Yeah, it's such a difference.
I don't know. It's always been like that.
Mine are close.
Because, like, this is, like, the scoop.
You know what it is?
You know what this is for.
No, I know. Trust me. We have the same bottom lip.
Yeah, we have the same fucking lips.
Relax. I'm trying to help you. It's not that your top lip is smaller. It's just the mustache hides some of it. So it makes it look smaller.
I have a man beard, and you look like a 12-year-old.
Okay, relax. I trim my beard. It took you 7 years to do that. It's okay. It's okay. Your secret's safe with me and everybody. All the people on the podcast.
You know what's crazy is I had a fucking dream last night. Swear.
7 years.
True fucking.
It's a great fucking
Anthony
song.
Graham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great okay, song. You know, tell me about the dream. Sorry.
Anyway, man, I want to hear more of that, but that's okay. Yeah. We'll come back to that. Anyways, the dream last night. Mm-hmm. You can tell I'm full of fucking insecurities. I had a dream.
Who is it?
I don't know if it's because I'm meeting this chick today or what.
Probably.
But, like, I had a dream that I shaved off my fucking beard because someone messed with it in my sleep.
Tough.
And then I had the fucking great idea to shave my head, which I have a huge scar that goes across my head.
Oh, my God. You look like fucking Zazz off Batman that
cuts
people.
But then I decided to stop shaving my head halfway through.
Ooh, last man on earth.
And I tried a comb over. Like, I wouldn't try a comb over. I swear to God. Listen, the way that I look in the mirror to myself is far more important than what any of you motherfuckers think.
Oh, yeah, because it's all about confidence, baby.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't even have to be that attractive.
If you do not love yourself, you cannot love anything else.
You're absolutely
right. You can't even mm-hmm. really be a good parent. If you don't love yourself, don't trust yourself, don't. And I hate to get serious on you.
No, you're right.
This is real.
No, get fucking serious, dude. Audience deserves that shit.
Preach!
Yeah, preach to them.
But no, seriously though, you can't, if you don't love yourself, you can't.
That's priority number one.
You can't, like, all you're doing is projecting the negativity on the others. And then once you love yourself, it's the positivity that comes through.
Yeah.
And you don't have to necessarily absolutely love everything about you. That's not what I'm saying.
No, just true to be intent with yourself.
I believe exactly. A purpose-driven life, man. That's my philosophy. Have a purpose-driven life. Every day you wake up with a fucking purpose. If you don't have a purpose, I don't give a fuck if it's just to wake up, wake and bake, watch Netflix, go to the pool, have some self-care. Yeah. You have a purpose for that day.
Take care of yourself.
I'm not saying a plan.
Right.
You don't have to have a plan. But when you wake up, your brain starts developing.
So something that I tell myself.
Just like we've done today.
Yeah. Something that I tell myself all the time is to become a gift.
Absolutely.
To become a gift. So wake up, and even if you feel like shit, you think you look like shit, whatever. Learn to be content with yourself and become a gift for somebody.
Just find a bunch of motherfuckers that look worse than you and make yourself feel better.
Yeah. But if you've become a gift for at least one person, your purpose is fulfilled for the day.
Yeah. In all seriousness, they do say, and I've experienced it, to be of service to others is everything.
Yeah.
Not to the point of sacrificing yourself, mm-hmm. because I believe a lot of people can do that, and I've seen it.
Yeah. Between two people that are financially stable, giving is giving like a gift is much better than receiving a gift.
Dude, I want to go on a mission trip. I've wanted to go on a mission trip for a long time, and I've talked to a few of my army buddies who have mm-hmm. done it in the past, and they say it's very rewarding. Yeah, so like a mission trip to South America, you know, wherever. It doesn't matter if you're handing out water, you do this. Like you are literally reaching people that you have. You normally would never see in your entire life.
Yeah. It's just a whole vacation of giving and helping others.
And I've been to so many countries.
When people hear mission trip,
where I couldn't do anything because I was
doing the army thing. You had a job to do. Exactly. Right.
So it would be really cool to approach that situation in a different mindset.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to fucking back to Iraq or to Afghanistan any fucking time soon.
Right. But going somewhere where help's needed, man, it would feel good. When people hear mission trip, they always think religion, and that's not always what it's based off of.
No. It's you can go on a mission trip. To others, man. You fellow man.
A lot of religions do it. A lot of just people who are nice, like activists, do it because they feel like we're spoiled as a country, which we are, dude. That's why people get offended and shit like that, because that's all they have to worry about. Because we're that spoiled, there are plenty of activists and religions and groups and things like that where you can just go and help people, man. Like the whole building hospitals and things in Africa and like providing clean water for other countries. Even if you're taking care of like kids for a little bit, where people who can't provide for them, or go and help serve food, place, do anything, man. Be a part of the side of the world. Yeah, be a part of the side of the world that helps those in need. But there is a thin line between helping those in need and helping those who can't help themselves. And that I completely disagree with. Can't help themselves is the whole point.
Absolutely.
People who won't help themselves and just take that half, that nice half of the world for granted, that's the people you have to look out for.
So listen, my big dilemma is, and where most people don't get me, and they probably won't get with this podcast or my quote-unquote persona, is I wouldn't say there's two sides to me. Like, don't get me wrong, I know that I'm a sinner, I know that I have a one side, you know, I like to have fun, this and that, but my heart is one way.
Mm-hmm.
The way I think, my beliefs, my foundation, my morals, my moral compass,
right?
You know what I mean? So that plays a big part in my life, and that's what I try to pass on. Mm-hmm. Like, not only to my own children, but the people that are in my life, you know what I mean? Like, so it's hard to have, you have to realize that there's, for most people, like, you have your consciousness and your unconsciousness, and you have your good side and you have your bad side, or quote unquote bad side.
Yeah.
You know, too many people, they just try to compartmentalize and like be grouped into one type of being or person or you know, subculture, whatever the fuck
people
you
try
wanna,
to classify
whatever
themselves,
whatever the fuck you want to call it,
and all it does is limit yourself.
Absolutely,
yeah. You shouldn't classify yourself.
You will never fucking figure me out.
So. You've never told me this. You've
never
told me this, but I just know it's right. And if I'm wrong, I'm surprised. When you were in high school, college, or whatever before you went to the Army. Mm-hmm. When you were in those kind of situations, you didn't belong to any kind of clique, did you? You were open. You hung out with everybody.
Absolutely.
That's exactly how I was. Yeah. I played sports. I was a nerd when it comes to certain things. Yeah. I was alternative. I could hang out with the emo kids because I was a little depressed and happy at the same time. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? Absolutely. You're the greatest part of all worlds, yes. Which is what people... It sounds cocked to say this, narcissistic, but that's what I think people should strive to be, is somebody that can... Like a chameleon, like a friendly chameleon.
No, that's
somebody
not narcissistic
who can,
to say, man. Yeah. You just,
I feel like that's the one thing.
What you're saying is that people need to be more fucking open-minded.
Yeah.
Open your fucking eyes and your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have fucking family members that I that I definitely do not get along with because of their closed-mindedness.
Yeah, it's
like,
sad.
Like, don't
man.
Bring it around me or my children.
It is sad. No, kids especially.
You know what
if
I mean?
If I had a kid, I wouldn't... They wouldn't meet 99% of my family.
Right.
Because there's no, like... Dude, the whole, like, using the F word and call... Like, because people... Like, being gay is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Being different is perfectly fine. If you like things that are not normal, as long as it's legal, dude, do what you want to fucking do.
Right.
And most of my family does not think that way. People who hear the podcast, the fucking very few people who listen, appreciate y'all. Those who listen to how I speak, especially if I'm fucking around, I sound like some like mixed dude from LA. You know what I mean? Like I right. speak normal and I speak kind of like hip hop ish.
Because
but,
you don't pick a fucking side. Because
I'm just talking.
If you
man.
Don't pick a side, they assume the worst.
Yeah.
And by they, I mean the general fucking public and the general population.
Right.
You nowadays you have to pick a side. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. I'll move the fuck out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's why do you think I'm 23 and I've had my own apartment for 2 years. I wanted to move out earlier. I almost got my own apartment.
No, I'm saying I will fucking exit this country.
Oh, the whole country.
Oh, the whole motherfucker. I don't give a shit. I fall for it and I'll leave it.
That's tough, just because of language barrier.
I say that all the time.
That's it.
Hey.
If I could
español.
Hey, I do speak
un poquito.
Yeah. Un poquito español. If I knew for a fact, like I think though if I'm going to leave somewhere it'd be Mexico.
Right.
Because yeah. Not because I like the country, it's just because I know that that's the easiest language for me to learn.
Just go down there and start your whole fucking car. You just become a cartel boss and shit.
You know what?
I'll chop off some heads as long as they're bad guys.
Depends on where I'm at in life.
You know what I mean?
I could do it, but just not now. Right now,
see,
I'd
so the
bad.
Thing is, like, you can imagine all of this stuff, and I want you to think now. You can imagine all of this stuff while you're by yourself, but I want you to imagine this while trying to build a life with your girl, maybe have kids.
Yeah.
Could you be that guy? You know what I mean?
Could you
be that ruthless fucking killer?
In a defensive way, yes.
Defensively,
but as far as business and money and things like, I don't think
could you kill a motherfucker for business while having a family?
Not while having a family, no. I would have to be where I was in Tyler.
Because I tell you when
ruthless.
Yeah. Anytime I ever had to leave my family to do something, to do a certain type of thing. In the military, like I changed to a different person. You go
of course, because
you
have things
to a different mindset.
Yeah, you have important things to think about now.
I had to come back to them every night, and like, that would wear you out.
But what I told Rachel when she talked about having a kid, and she listens to me because she don't want to admit it, but
who?
I ain't Rachel.
Ah, oh, yeah.
She don't want to admit it, but I'm my sister, she don't want to admit it, but I am wise. I have this maturity about me because I'm only 23 and I act like I'm fucking 30, okay? That's why you're friends with me. It's because you're older than me and it's just, I have a similar mentality. I'm open minded,
absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's what I tried to tell her is that if she called me, she said, look, me and Travis are thinking about having a kid or whatever. What do you think? Like, because where I'm at in life and things, it's interesting. It's like an interesting decision to make, but I don't know. And I told her, look, there's two things that you have to know when you're having a kid. Probably more, but the two that come to mind for me at the time. I was 18 when I told her this. I said, you have to understand that your life isn't yours anymore. Do you know that?
Absolutely.
Your life is not yours. You are now Luke's mom. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all that fucking matters. And I'm not even saying it like as a role. I'm saying when you have him, that's what you will be. She can't help that. Even if she was like a piece of shit and all that, she couldn't help the fact that she is just Luke's mom now. Her life is a compliment to his life. Just like my mom goes and does fun things and everything, but all she ever thinks about is how happy I am and how, if I'm doing good, because she's a mother. Right, so I told her to be ready for that feeling.
Yeah,
I said, your life is not yours. It is Luke's, and you're just kind of doing what you can.
And I can speak from experience with most parents. Like, that instinct just takes over.
Yeah, it does. It's biological.
I've seen that with...
The second thing, which is also very fucking important in modern times, mm-hmm. is that do not expect the person you're with to help you in any way, shape, or form. You could think they're perfect in every way. If you have a perfect boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, and you want to have a child, imagine that they're going to die the day after the kid is born.
Listen, expectations will kill you.
Yeah.
Expectations will kill your spirit. It will kill your drive. Yeah. If you have, goals are one thing, but the expectation, especially when it comes to individuals and dealing with other human beings.
Right.
If you have a certain expectation, eventually it's going to fail.
Yeah,
because a person cannot be that person all the time.
Right, but that's half of what that second rule is. Mm-hmm. Is you can't expect the person to be great, provide in these emotional, spiritual, physical, financial ways. You can't just expect that to happen, because when it fails, what, you're just fucked now, and your kid's gonna have a bad life? No, fuck that. You have to be able to provide by yourself for your child. And I think that's where a lot of people mess up. They think, look, I can have a kid. I think I'll still be able to kind of do my own thing. And I'll also think that because I have my husband or because I have my wife, we can work together and make this work and it'll be fun. You can't expect that shit to last.
Yeah.
You can't. Because I've seen it happen in every aspect of my life. All my uncles, even my grandparents, my fucking mom and dad, my sister, my friends that I've seen just... They take these gambles on life because of things that don't last, and that's always confused me. Mm. I'm taking a gamble on Rennie because I've had this mindset my whole life of like, fuck all that, fuck that, like gambling for no reason, and I'm gambling on her because I think I'm going to die with her. That's the only reason.
Right.
I would never just meet somebody and be like, hey, fuck it, let's have a kid after fucking 4 or 5 months. Fuck that. You're an idiot. Be a happy idiot. That's fine. A lot of 99% of the world's happy idiots. But for me, I feel like because you're bringing a life into an already kind of shitty world,
right?
You should be prepared for those kind of things. That's just my opinion. I think I'm right in that, and people have told me I'm mostly right in that. So, if anybody listening is thinking about things like that, just take my advice.
Listen, buddy, the fact that we get absolutely fucked up every time to do this podcast,
yeah,
and then we can put out the dialect that we put out.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Says a lot. Imagine if they met us sober.
Oh, dude, we're like God, you, fucking Gandhi.
They're not,
dude.
They're not ready.
No, they're not.
They're not ready.
Not at all.
What?
They're like some kind of live feed.
What?
Hey, bro, y'all do me a favor, bro. If you like a part of the podcast, like the fucking 30 people who are 40 people who consistently listen, send it to people, bro. Send it to people. Kind of help us share it around, because as soon as I get enough money to start marketing, I will. But right now... It's a cult, bruh. I need those who think that we're kind of putting good energy into the world to spread that energy. So if y'all could do that, it'd be cool. Chase would appreciate it too. Wouldn't you, Chase?
Who's that?
Wouldn't you smoke?
I would. Yeah, I would.
Sorry, I forgot. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you talking
about? I blacked out for a second.
It's fucking White Claws and vodka.
Have you seen Bo Burnham's newest special on Netflix?
No.
It's really artsy, and it's Bo Burnham's I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Now, we've talked about comedians before, and you have mentioned him.
Bo Burnham's a genius.
He's not in my top 10.
He's a genius.
It's all right.
He's a genius. You might not like his style, which is fine, but I'm talking about his like
dad joke type style,
which is fine.
Like Bert. And
see,
Tom,
that's the thing. I am too, but I also I'm very appreciative when it comes to artsy,
alternative things. Right.
And for me,
for a second there, I was thinking of just Jeff Dunham, the puppet guy.
I don't like Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, me either.
I never liked him.
That's kind of I know what you're talking about. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, that's more.
Yeah,
like
he's like on a John Mulaney fucking.
It's more like brain dead comedy.
John Mulaney went to fucking rehab.
Oh yeah, dude. He puts on this persona of like
he put on like a good little boy. That motherfucker was like railing, doing lines off stripper's assholes.
Yeah, that was his shit.
My man.
Petunia. And he's just a fucking drug dealer. But the thing is, he's not. The thing is,
no, drug dealers are successful. It's the ones that do the drugs that are not.
Yeah. The thing is, though, what's cool about
I once knew a drug dealer that owned.
Hey, bitch! I was fucking talking.
Listen. I once knew a fucking drug dealer who owned a super boat, which is about $100,000 boat.
That's dumb.
And a midget. He owned
a midget. He was a midget?
He owned a midget.
Slavery.
No.
Owned a person.
He gave her allowance.
Oh, okay. Oh, he was a chick?
Yeah. And she always carried around like these three balloons.
Did he...
it was like a red, yellow, and green balloon.
It was...
And then like based off those balloons, she knew. It was like those balloons were like her mood ring.
She didn't fly away?
No.
Okay, they were filled with... helium?
No, yeah, they were with helium, but no, the balloons were just just right under the weight. She levitated a little bit.
She must have been a heavy bitch.
Huh? Well, she was in a wheelchair, so the wheelchair gave her grounding.
Oh my god!
And then whenever he would get mad at her,
you ever heard of Meals on Wheels?
He would just take her up.
That's a snack.
He would just take her upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave her.
that's a snack on wheels because she's not big enough to be a meal.
Looking like a snack. Looking like a little lunchable.
I gotta piss.
Let me unpack that.
I have to piss so fucking bad. Listen. Keep him company. I'm sorry. Right, man, I'm sorry, dude. Keep him company. Talk about fucking... Tell him a story. Tell him about how your cousin fucking
This is why we need to start.
Tell him how your cousin kneecaps somebody.
I don't know what to do without you, Brian.
Tell him how your cousin kneecaps somebody.
I don't know what to do without you, Brian. I know exactly what to do without Brian Watson. Listen. If you're interested, follow my new channel. It's on... I'm just kidding. Brian, hurry up! I don't know what to do.
I told him, tell him about your cousin.
Which one?
How he kneecapped the security guard.
Man, I'm not trying to put his business out there. So, one time.
Tell him fucking story!
So, listen, I got a family member. Stop yelling at me from the shitter! I got a family member. So, I come from a long line of... military.
Like
shut up. I'm telling a fucking story, Brian. You shut
old.
The fuck up. I'm about to turn up on you. You sit your ass down.
Dude, just
I'm
as
telling
as
a fucking.
I'll
shut
be,
up.
I'll be quiet if you give me head later.
God, this dude reaches for the gayness on the reg. Listen, I once had a family member. I come from a long line of military men, but I do have a family member who is known for getting kicked out the military because he beat the shit out of a princess's bodyguards in a bar.
There's 100 of them, though, so.
Yeah.
If you heard like Princess it. And was like, this is a fake story. No, it's a real one.
No, it's a real one. It is very real. It's very real. I wouldn't fight him. Like, not because I couldn't beat him, but because he will... Like he's
taking something with him.
He's where I got the brick trick from. Like he's a dude that will catch you with a brick.
He just wants to win. It don't fucking matter.
Yeah, you see that record player over there? That becomes a weapon then.
Hey, everything's a weapon.
Yeah, everything's a weapon.
Everything's a weapon. Even your words.
Even your words.
Even your words.
Your words stab me.
My words can hurt sometimes because I have a way of finding people's crevices. You know what I mean?
I just like to let you think that.
No, I don't think that. I just say what I'm
saying.
You're
like your mustache really thin.
Huh? I'm actually not thin, though.
Your mustache is thin.
You said I'm like your mustache. You said your mustache.
It's like your mustache. Your words.
They're
get
thin?
Crevices. Like
oh, yeah, they're thin.
Skinny little snake.
There's nothing fucking sexy about what you just said. A little slithery little snake.
Like your upper lip, real thin.
My upper lip's delicious, bro. Hey, I wouldn't be able to say anything either.
Your lips,
it's okay.
Your lips are like an old
stuttering,
hot
stuttering
lunchable.
A whole like old a,
like,
hot
like
lunchable,
like a pizza lunchable where the cheese is like half melted and the pepperoni tastes.
It's still
like,
a little frozen
like
on the bottom.
Nasty, and then you know, but you still eat it.
Yeah, because it's all you got. It's all you got, really.
Like, that's what you are.
Moral of the story.
You're just what I got.
Yeah, see? Moral of the story. Deal with what you got, man. Make the best. If life gives you lemons, fucking sell them for a couple bucks and get a better fruit. You know what I mean? Do your fucking...
Cut yourself and don't squeeze be a the lemon juice and, in yeah, it.
Don't be a cuck and just fucking juice the lemons and think that's all you got. Make something of it.
A cuck?
Yeah, cuck.
Like
bitch.
A cuck hold?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
No, it's my... It's the...
I wish...
I would rather kill myself.
I wish someone would try.
To cuck you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck your girl in front of
you?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I think 99% of the world would agree with us.
I will turn into BTK real
fun.
Quick.
No, I told Rennie, I talked about this on episode one or two or whatever, I would kill somebody.
Oh.
If not kill, I would hospitalize them and I would go to jail for a while. Mm-hmm. And she would have to just deal with shit on her own.
You call me, you can stay, I'll take care of it.
No, we'll work together and neither of us will go to jail. I'm telling you that right now.
I'll live stream it. I don't give a shit.
No, because
that'll be the last motherfucker.
Then who's gonna do
the whole area, the whole northeast side of Houston to ever do some shit like that? I promise you. I promise you, son. I promise you.
Well, I'll just bite him on his thighs until he bleeds out.
I will fucking give you paper cuts in between your toes and
hell yeah,
the corner.
Dude. Just
lips.
A weed whacker
the
across the shins.
Swear, just
weed whacker the
shit.
Shins, dude.
I'm talking about the smallest shit. The shit that makes you. I will give you a paper cut on your thumb and just pour lemon juice in it.
Just lemon Germex. You know what I mean? Weed whackers are real good.
I will put a gun in your head and make you stub your toe over and over again until I'm happy.
If that's the thing, so when it comes to torture, how much do you think you could take? Like, what would be the thing that like you wouldn't be able to do?
A snake. You can break my arms, break my fingers.
Jaw. You got to be more creative than that.
But bring a snake in the room, I'll tell you where the president is banging his mistress.
Let's be more creative, okay? So the pulling the fingernails is a big one. That wouldn't bother me that bad.
Pulling the fingernails?
It would hurt, but like I've done it to myself.
It hurts for like a second, but then you're good.
No, it's bullshit. It stings for a while. Oxygen hits.
But
it.
It's not like
it's not
it's
bad
not a
enough.
Pain that you can't handle.
It's just like an annoying sting.
Exactly.
So we're on the same page with that. The little cuts I can handle, like the little cuts all over your body or whatever. The fucking where it would get me, dude. Is the teeth. People start like pulling teeth like amateurly, not like hard to where the
but
nerves.
But as soon as you pull a tooth, then the nerves and everything's gone.
That's you know? The thing. If people know what they're doing, dude, and they like barely
you gotta break
pull
it,
it
off. Yeah, yeah.
They snap it in half and then they pull it. First of all, having a tooth snapped in half.
The fuck?
Oh my fucking goodness, dude.
Amber alert. Anyways.
Figure it out. Is that a random number texting you? Who is. Who's that saying?
No, it's just because I got your mom saved as.
Who that is? Who that is? I'm looking at the smears on your phone. Doesn't that suck? I have them on mine too. Look, like the little oil smears. It's fucking bullshit. Why do our bodies secrete oils?
Well, I use oil in my hair.
Yeah, but I don't. And fucking my finger. Everybody's finger does that. See?
Yeah, you're just dirty.
I'm just dirty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you couldn't wear most of your pants because they had stains on them?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not buying new ones.
So we're both dirty. It's fine.
There's no holes in them.
We're both dirty.
Why would I
we're
buy
birth,
new ones?
We're both dirty.
Like, you can go to American Eagle right now and buy jeans that
are quote unquote
distressed.
Hold on.
I got plenty of distressed jeans.
Did you say American Eagle, dude?
I'm just saying, like, any name any clothing store. Go buy the distressed jeans. Pay an extra $10. I got plenty of distressed
does
jeans.
Distress
my whole life is fucking distressed.
That's all I'm talking about. The distress means like the holes or whatever, right? Or is it just like scratched
yeah,
up and
look,
shit?
Looking worn, looking torn. Like your
yeah.
face.
Yeah, exactly.
And that
yeah.
weak ass beard.
Hey, it's why the women.
It doesn't feel good because someone talks shit to you, does it?
I actually don't
you
give a fuck.
You should stop.
No.
You should stop.
I refuse.
Just love the
it's,
world, Brian.
It's
Watson.
Actually my favorite thing to do. And my second favorite is to love the world.
You're,
isn't that funny?
And you're just a mean drunk then, aren't you, Whiskey?
And you mean drinking. I've never fought anybody because I'm mean. I mean, because I'm mean. Because I'm drunk. Because I can't? Is that what you fucking said?
Listen, we can go anytime you want.
You tapped in 3 seconds. I tried to go with you. Yes, you
did. I
said
this wasn't a good idea.
No. You said the words tap, 4 or 5 times. That's what you said. You're
I'm
not going to lie.
I'm setting up for the biggest hustle of my life.
Okay, that's cool. what I'm saying is, I've asked you to roll a couple times. Hey, I'm not afraid of that shit. What I am afraid of is being loud in public. I don't like fighting.
And true love.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Everybody agrees with me. That shit's terrifying. Because you never know what's the real love. Because you could think it's real love and then you want to fucking kill yourself. But the real love is great. It's fun. Because I found that. You jealous?
Oh, no. I've had it. Because I found
true love. That's not true love then. No, I'm just playing. No.
It's different when you fuck up.
I know. True love, you can find. That's what I do believe there are soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that there's only one true love. I don't believe that. I think you can have a couple true loves throughout your life. Because you can truly love somebody and them not be your soulmate.
Well, I'm not sure I believe in Santa Claus. I feel like my parents have been lying to me this whole time, and I'm starting to figure it out.
Honestly, I'm super disrespected because Santa Claus, I've met him twice. The autographs are terrible. I couldn't save it. And it was back where the camera on my phone, like there was no camera, you know? Yeah. It was like the little side flip phone things.
Oh, what's up?
But I couldn't do it. I couldn't get a picture of the autograph or anything like that. But I saw him eat the cookies, and he touched me in real weird places. But you know what? It was worth it because I got to meet Santa Claus. You know what I mean? It's kind of like Michael Jackson. It was worth it.
That motherfucker had a different fucking form of milk and cookies.
Huh? Yeah, dude, yes. So
get your ass back over
here. Get your ass over here. Come give me my milk.
I fucking snorted.
I got some cookies, but where's my milk?
So many people have told me if the person that does that dies, I'm doing it. I'm taking over.
You're employed
mm-hmm.
for the next 23 season.
Because I got the whistle and I got the voice. Usually people have one or the other. I got a healthy middle on me. I got lucky.
Whistle while you burn. Go ahead and start it. Make the pussy fart and whistle while you burn.
Make that pussy fart? Make it.
You gotta just...
So fucking funny.
It's a whole song about queefing. Isn't that some
about
shit?
To say, hey, trust
that's
me.
A country that we live in.
I experienced that.
That was also the mid-2000s.
I experienced that all the time in my life because my dick is going upwards. And when your dick goes upwards, when
this
it's hard,
is why I don't let my family listen to
dude,
the podcast.
Dude, I hope your family learns that my dick causes queefs. So my dick gets real fucking
dude,
hard.
Everyone causes an air pocket. A fucking cave diver swimming into a fucking cave.
Exactly.
Causes an air pocket.
Exactly.
You're not special, Superman.
I didn't say I was special. I'm trying
you're
to.
You're not from Krypton.
I'm not from Krypton.
You're
correct.
From Humble.
Yes, I'm from Humble. I said that earlier. You're a goddamn genius. Let me tell my story. So my dick gets real fucking hard, right? And it goes like. Forward and then upwards a little bit, like right. That. It's reaching
yeah,
to the ceiling.
That's the G spot.
Yeah, it's trying to say hi to God. Exactly. So I'm supposed to fuck like a barbarian. I'm like straight up fucking. Like I'm supposed to be able to pick girls up and fuck them, and I'm supposed to be able to do missionary real well, and I'm supposed to be able to do it like fuck them on their side real well. All that shit. On doggy, which is unfortunately my favorite position, on doggy is tough because my dick goes up, so it does create air pockets big time. You know how many fucking women I've had sex with and they get so embarrassed because they do queef? Because, dude, my dick's shaped up. And I always tell them, like, bro, it's fine. It's natural. Everyone does it. But it happens all the time. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It happens all the time in life. Ever since I was able to fuck.
I mean, I'm there. You know what I mean? I'm
there
present.
What?
I'm present. Like, in the room. Like, I'm there. I mean, I don't cause some damage or nothing. I'm just there.
You talking about, like, in the stories I'm telling right now?
No, I'm just mean like, with the female, you know? Like, I'm causing air pockets or anything, but
oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Sometimes I don't.
I'll hold you while you fall asleep.
Oh, dude, I'm the best cuddler.
I've
always been thick.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah, if I roll over on you in the middle of the night,
dude, you lay on my titty, it's over. Chase will tell you. You laying on my titty, bro, it's over. You can't not fall asleep. You can take an Adderall and then pass out on my titty. That's how comfortable I am, dude.
That's confident.
I know.
That's confident.
I know. That's what it is.
Huh?
How
much time we at?
We're at 54 minutes, bro.
What?
This has been a smooth one.
What?
I think so.
You're welcome.
Did you like that? Thanks, Chase.
I know that you like you get tired because you think you're carrying this, but I got you, boo.
Hey, you know what?
Don't worry.
I hope so.
Don't worry.
It's actually exhausting carrying the podcast.
I'm a smart,
I wish you would
calculated
carry,
person.
I wish you would carry the fucking podcast because that'd be
no,
great,
man.
Dude. At least for a couple episodes, dog.
I got enough shit to do.
God.
Yeah.
It is tough
honestly,
talking this much.
I can do it. Mom just texted me, honestly.
Damn, what'd she say? Can't wait to get my grandson a couple dollars. What'd she say?
Oh, no. Your mom? No.
Yeah.
She said, pick up tacos. Yeah, I guess.
Is that what she said for the girl we're actually talking about?
No.
Dropped his phone. What a fucking dumbass. Go get it, Chase.
No, my phone's just, really heavy. Bend from down and mom's get... text messages. Just like God, my back's a little sore from all the moves I'm doing.
Fucking funny. Dude. I used to tell people they need a hard drive if I'm going to send them a dick pic.
I like the double meaning. You need a hard drive.
Yeah, you need a real hard drive if you want real, my dick pics. That's the most
fuckboyish thing. I've never sent a dick pic in my life, bro.
I have, just because like I'm a very impulsive guy. So girls would ask for it. I never sent an unsolicited one because I'm not a piece of shit.
Right.
But when girls ask for it, I'm like, fuck it. You know? Yeah. Who cares, dog? Let the world see it. Who cares?
No, I like to let them be surprised. You know what I mean? Look like a Lego set.
I have something to tell you in a second. It's funny. sorry. We're 55 minutes in, dog. You done or you want to stretch it out for a couple of minutes? Are we going to sound off?
No, I need to go shave.
Hey, I feel you. We got to get ready to partay. And we got to clean up. We do got to do that. We're going to clean the apartment because we're messy pieces of shit. Hey, bro, Smoking Whiskey fans, thank you for everything y'all have done. The couple listens that we're getting is great. Fucking even if the thing doesn't even grow, I'm honestly gonna just keep doing this for the 30 or 40 people that listen, because I love the fuck out of y'all, for real. I'm glad there's somebody out there to listen to us. Chase feels the same way.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun doing this. We hope y'all enjoy the episodes, and let us know, man. Rate, review, follow, all that bullshit, and let us know what you want from us, dog.
Quick pickle and smoke out.
Quick pickle and whiskey. I'm whiskey, not smoke. What? Just get it right. Smoking whiskey out of here, y'all.
Peace.
Catch y'all later.